Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 27th of February, 2023. The Bible reading today is Acts chapter 9, verses 36 to 42. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became ill and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, "Please come at once." Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood round him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and he prayed. Turning towards the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and he presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Today's article, titled "Seeing a Need," was written by Cindy Hess Casper. In the last few days of my dad's life, one of the nurses dropped by his room and asked me if she could give him a shave. As Rachel gently pulled the razor across his face, she explained, "Older men of his generation like to have a neat shave every day." Rachel had seen a need and acted on her instinct to show kindness, dignity, and respect to someone. The tender care that she provided reminded me of my friend Julie, who still paints her elderly mother's nails, because it's important to her mum that she looks pretty. Acts 9 tells us about a disciple named Dorcas, also known as Tabitha, who showed kindness by providing handmade clothing for the poor. When she died, her room was filled with friends who tearfully mourned this kind woman who loved helping others. But Dorcas' story didn't end there. When Peter was brought to where her body lay, he knelt and prayed. In God's power, he called her by name, saying, "Tabitha, get up." Amazingly, Dorcas opened her eyes and rose to her feet. When a friend realized that she was alive, word spread quickly through the town, and many people believed in the Lord. And how did Dorcas spend the next day of her life? Probably exactly as she had before, seeing the needs of people and filling them. Let's pray. Father, open my eyes each day to see the hurting and needy people around me. Open my heart to do what I can to show them what God's love looks like. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.